Welcome in to the second episode of the Lynch Lowdown for the 2019-2020 girls basketball season. I'm Zion Brown, here with Ben Davis, Liddy, Giants head basketball coach Joe Lynch. How are you doing today, Coach?
I'm doing great, Zion. How are you?
I am good myself. And so, the Lady Giants on Saturday, they lost an 11-point game to Brownsburg on Saturday night. Ultimately, what did you feel made Brownsburg the better team that night?
They shot the ball a lot better. We've been struggling to score with the loss of Sherelle Newsom. And we did a lot of things really well. Shooting wasn't one of them. You just look at the stat line. They committed more turnovers than we did. They're a bigger team, but still only out-rebounded us by three. We created a lot of good shot opportunities and missed them. They beat us by 3 points from the free throw line and by 6 points, nine points from the three-point line. And that's 12, and we lost by 11. So there's pretty stark right there.
And so how do you try to make up for that lost production of Sherelle Newsom offensively?
Well, we're trying to change our focus a little bit. It's been difficult to get things in place because we've had so many games and so few practices in between to be able to put something different in. It's not going to be radically different. That'd be starting from ground zero. So we're certainly not going to do that. But we have to change our focus a little bit, change a couple of plays, try to spread the floor maybe a little bit more, try to look inside as well, which I know is counter to each other if you're looking inside or spreading the floor. But we have to try to take advantage of our assets. And one thing we're going to do is try to pick up a little bit more intensity on defense, to try to hang our hat on defense. And if we can prevent the other team from scoring as much, then that'll obviously be to our benefit.
So where does that start defensively as far as trying to, you know, pick it up on defense so that the offense can benefit from that as well?
Well, you want to create offense from your defense. You want to get steals. You want to get possessions. If you can create more possessions with your defense, and rebounding is part of defense. You're not done playing defense till you secure the ball. So we've got to do a better job of blocking out and rebounding. Getting good stops and then more possessions on our part. That's what steals leads to, but. Good solid defense without giving up easy buckets, and we've done okay. But our program's tried to hang our hat on defense for years, and this group has struggled a little bit more than others in that department. We haven't played bad defensively, but we haven't really excelled like I would hope we would.
And so, how can Beattie try to get Kira Goss some easier looks towards the basket instead of trying almost to like overwork her or make it just more difficult for her?
Well, we've got to go more of a team concept. We can't have her bringing the ball down the floor and, you know, setting her up in the middle all the time. Obviously, sometimes we're going to have to.
Right.
But if we put her in a position where other teams find it easy to key on her, then we're not helping her any. So we've got to spread things around as far as who handles the basketball and people setting screens, and people also stepping up their game so that they're a threat offensively.
And what challenges will Warren Central pose for your team tomorrow night?
They're very athletic, and they want to pressure defense. So we're going to have to take good care of the basketball, get it up the floor, get back on defense because they like to run. If we can counter their athleticism and their aggressiveness with some smart play, and get some good shots, I think we'll be okay. But any team that's athletic and plays hard is always a threat. And those two terms fit Warren Central pretty well.
The Lady Warriors are another one of those teams that you had lost to in the matchup last season. So what needs to be different tomorrow night from last year's game?
Well, the first thing is they don't have Beeler and Dodd anymore.
And that's a big difference.
That is a huge difference. The other thing is we've got to get on it defensively. And be able to execute offensively. They play hard. They get after it. They create a lot of turnovers in their own game. We've got to be able to handle the ball so we don't turn it over and turn those possessions in our favor.
So how do you make sure, because you know they're going to try to press a little bit and play physical defense, how do you make sure you just secure that ball and you don't give it over to the Warriors?
Well, we've practiced a lot so far these last 2 days on execution of our press break and execution in offense. We've been going against the JV team and letting them have six players so they can trap and get after us a little harder. And that seems to have paid off. you know, we're making some progress, especially with our younger kids. They're starting to come along and play a lot better, and they're going to have to, and they're going to have to fairly quickly.
How confident do you feel overall in your matchup against Warren tomorrow?
If we execute the way we want to execute, if we can execute offensively and get good shots, and play hard defensively, stop their drive. Drive penetration is their big offensive weapon. If we do that, we're in pretty good shape.
And then on next Tuesday, you'll go up to play Lafayette. Jeff, in that game next week, talk about some of the challenges that you might face just on a Tuesday night having to go the long trip up there.
Well, just the long trip is the challenge, coming out off of school and then getting on a bus and heading up there for a long trip. It's not a terrible trip because it's 465 to 65, and there you are. But it's still longer than what we're used to, and we'll have to get the legs loosened up pretty quickly and be ready to play. They've got two guards that are very quick and like to penetrate, and they create problems.
All right. Thank you, Coach Lentz, once again for the Lentz Lowdown. Good luck tomorrow night and next Tuesday.
All right. Thanks.